Great to have your company, Rocket E, with us on this Tuesday morning, going through the weekend's footy action. And part of that was, of course, yesterday's classic between Geelong and Hawthorn at the MCG, where the Hawks got up in a nail-biter by 1 point. And a lot of that was due to the fact that big Ben McAvoy played so well in the brown and gold. And he joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Jess.
Great to have you on board, mate. So how are you feeling after yesterday? Because you were enormous. You covered a lot of ground, took a lot of marks, a lot of hits as well. How's the body?
Better than bruised this morning. Pretty weary, but all worth it to scrape over the line.
Ben, just interested in your thoughts. Obviously, a lot was made of the Cats trio below you. Were you a little bit worried which area you'd hit it, or just because Tommy Mitchell's had it 2,500 times, he'd mop it up?
it was a pretty good matchup, wasn't it? But certainly I did go under a few centre bounces and think, there's nowhere good to hit it. But, it was a great challenge. It's pretty special to be to be on the ground with players like that and, to be able to take on a midfield like that and sort of, get up in the end was pretty special.
Well, what was the plan for the Hawks? We mentioned on here earlier that you defended really well and were super organised. Was it the territory game and then defend really hard in your half?
That was part of it. It was always going to be hard to beat them inside. If we could do that and only be the territory, that would help. The Cats are so good at bringing the ball through the corridor, so that was a focus for us to stop them doing that. But to their credit, they found other ways to score. It was a challenge. It ebbed and flowed. Really, we conceded a lot more goals than we'd like to. It was a pretty high-scoring match. But, we just had to find a way to get there in the end.
Ben, you had, had a really good second half of last season. You won a lot of games. But going into this year, how important was it to get early wins to sort of set your season going?
Yeah, I mean, we've never been reliant on it. We've always had an open mind that, things can happen out of control. But I think you're right. It's really important, given the situation we're in as a club. It's really nice to get some reward for effort after we fought back so hard last year to make something of the season and grew a lot as a team and a group. And then do a long, hard summer. And it could be really crushing if you, fall just short in your first game or two. So, it's not the end of the world if you don't win them, but it's certainly been nice to get a couple of wins on the board first up.
And does it feel different? Does it feel different because you've got Ben Stratton back in defence? Does it feel different because you've got Jarman Impey floating around up forward? Does it feel different because you've got O'Meara back to full strength?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you only have to go back, probably 2 years and certainly 3 years. It's a very different side. So we're still, building on our chemistry and things like that. We haven't played a lot of footy together with this current group, but to have some of those guys back in and Chip Foley as well, who unfortunately couldn't get up for yesterday, but to have some of those experienced guys back in the younger guys, guys like Sicily and Burton and Hardwick, those sort of guys, they've played a lot of footy last year and they've got a lot of confidence and we've got confidence in them. So, we're just building and it's really exciting.
You seem to be opening the ground up a fair bit as well at the moment when you've got possession, particularly from the back half. You're spreading the ball really well across the entire surface of the playing arena you're on. Is that to give yourself options or is it to spread the defence and open up holes?
A bit of both, probably. We just know that we have to have different avenues to score. If you go straight line all the time, especially against a team like the Cats, and they're just going to pick you off and they'll go back the other way too quick. So I think pretty much everyone's doing it. You need to have different avenues to score. And when we're at our best, we run really hard and stress the ground and make other teams chase us.
With your style, Ben, that seems over the pre-season that you've handballed a lot more than you have in the past. You seem to be a real kicking side. Especially round one, there was a lot of handball around the congestion. Has that been something you've worked on heavily over the break?
I wouldn't say heavily. It's probably as much as anything the heat in the games that we've played in. And that's just how the game's changed a little bit now, I think. But I think you have to be open to handballing a little bit more, maybe, because if you just kick mark all the time, it's too easy to get closed down. Teams are too good at defending now. So I think you have to have a little bit more of an open mind as to how you use the ball, given what opportunities are available against any given time.
And what about your own form, Ben? I would argue that you're almost in career best form. The way you just commanded that game yesterday was exceptional. Do you feel that? I mean, you've been around now quite a long time and played in a lot of good teams.
Yeah, look, I do feel really good at the minute and feel like I can, you know, week in, week out, get the job done that my team needs for me. But, you know, they say that ruckmen develop later and hit their prime a little bit closer to 30 than 20, and I'm 28 now, but certainly my body's feeling good, and I'm really enjoying my footy at the minute. So, hopefully I can keep carrying on.
Whatever the system is, keep going with it because it's working an absolute treat, and we are very much looking forward to Sunday's clash with Richmond at the MCG at 1:10. Mac, go well, mate. Congratulations on yesterday.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Big Ben McAvoy from the Hawks with us after the performance yesterday. He's going well. That combination, the McAvoy-Mitchell combination in centre bounces particularly, is unbelievably potent.
And O'Meara.
Well, throw him on. That's the other. Yeah. He's the other layer, I think, that sometimes.
Yeah, I think with Jago, I saw a little bit more speed about his game yesterday.
Yes. Yep.
Just his kicking just hasn't quite got back to what it can get. I think it's just confidence in his leg, but he is improving each week.
But their centre bounce work is excellent.
It's unbelievable.
Have they got the midfield to be a top four team?
Well, if you can get Mitchell and O'Meara fit, they have.
And if Burgoyne and Shields can stay fit, obviously he's hurt his hamstring, but yeah. I think Shields has done a good job, so they can probably throw some more people in. Knowing Clarko, he'll probably introduce someone else as well.
And Bruce goes in, Cyril goes in, Smith goes in. They've got enough that can go through.
Impey was nearly best on ground at quarter time.
His first half was awesome.
I'm not convinced it's the same Impey that was at Port Adelaide.
Just it's his brother, you reckon?
Yeah.
Someone.
Twin.
Great to see another German dominating.
He said he looks leaner.
Well, he does.
He's fit.
He does.
He is rock hard fit, is what he is. It was good performance by him yesterday and the Hawks. Rocket, great performance by you this morning.
Thanks, Daniel.
Look forward to catching you next week as well.
All the best. See you guys.
Rocket Ead, our Monday analyst here on a Tuesday this week. Next week, it'll be Monday after round three of the AFL. We'll get to the news after that. Quinny will join us and we'll touch base with Chris Golding, NBL champion, and Andrew Bogut as well. Still plenty happening on The Breakfast Club.